Now, the shotgun start in golf is full of mathematics. There's a lot of setup work that we have to do in order to make a tournament work. So I'm going to demonstrate to you just exactly how we do a shotgun start here.
And here we go.
All right, all right, all right. Gentlemen, start your engine!
Greetings and welcome to a Wednesday edition of the Shotgun Start. It is June 30th. Andy, how are we doing?
Not good, Brendan. Not good. Just got to the end of the episode, realized I forgot to hit record. It's been a long time since that mistake happened, and now here it is, 11 p.m. 11 p.m., and we're starting over, starting fresh.
Take two.
But
the good thing was we realized you didn't hit record at minute 43 or something of whatever it was. It wasn't minute 15.
Could have been 44. Could have been 44. Could have been minute 45. We caught it 42 minutes in, and so that's what matters.
You're getting our second effort here. It was a good episode, bordering on strong. Not to compliment ourselves, but it was a fine episode.
This one's not going to be as good.
Gone, just gone.
God, spirits are low. I've been out in the heat for two straight days. Maybe that's what happened. Heat exhaustion. Maybe that's what it was.
Wow.
I forgot to hit the button.
All right. We should note off the top here, we are doing a 3-week coffee pot pool. It is the height of coffee golf in our humble opinions. Link season here, whatever they call it. We got the Irish Open, which is, we'll talk about. Our first take, we just got done ranting about how it's not a Lynx course. It's decidedly not a Lynx, but maybe we'll get to it in this second run too. But we have the Irish Open, the Scottish Open, and the Open, the British Open. We are doing a shotgun start, first annual coffee pot. There'll be weekly pools. There'll be cumulative pools across those three events, cumulative stats, whatever. If you miss one, jump in. You can get in on the Scottish. The Irish one will close, I think, at midnight on Thursday Eastern time. Maybe you're so good you can win the cumulative one just picking two of the events. It's the usual pool.
There's great questions in there.
Low Dick, Low Bland, McAvoy, Ramsey. There's all sorts. There's a Kutsia zone for the Irish Open. We'll tweet the link. We'll Instagram the link. Link will be in the Fried Egg newsletter. You need to be subscribed to the Fried Egg newsletter. So sign up for that. We'll do the Irish, the Scottish, and the British. Weekly prizes, cumulative over the 3 weeks. It's the first annual coffee.
There will be prizes. I don't know if they'll be great. I think they'll be at least mediocre.
Yep. So look out for the coffee pot. Get in that. Enter that today. Low American's kind of fun because Rory McIlroy was included in that. Will had a little bit of fun. Or maybe it was you.
That was me.
I don't know, somebody. All right.
Short-changing me.
All right. Let's get to our schedule for the week. We have the Rocket Mortgage Classic in Detroit, Thursday through Sunday. As par 72 court, 7,300 yards designed by Donald Ross, the purse is $7.5 million. The defending champ is a thick boy, Bryson DeChambeau. Notables, thick boy, Phil Mickelson dropping in on Michigan. I don't know why he's there, what his connection is. Someone actually, as we start this second recording, is tweeting an article at us out of the Detroit News. Exclusive. A mob-connected bookie from Grosse Pointe Park handled lucrative bets for golfer Phil Mickelson and is accused of cheating the PGA legend out of $500,000, according to federal court records. The title is Lefty and Dandy Don, How Grosse Pointe Bookie got involved with Phil. We only have the title. Someone just tweeted at us. So maybe that's why Phil's back, to get his 500 grand back from the Grosse Pointe book. I don't know. It's interesting to see him in the field during what is a stretch of the schedule where guys tend to be selective. Maybe there's a clinic. Who knows? So why he's showing up. Or he said he wants to bridge the digital divide. Who knows?
That's what I said last time.
Other notables. Hideki, Patrick Reed, Ricky Fowler. Detroit's always had a special place in his heart, as we know. Jason Day won some
special place on his heart and his sleeve.
Rocket Mortgage. Yeah.
That's that Rocket Mortgage slapped on his wherever it is on him. It just became a special place.
Last year, after we popping him for that ad, it was like clearly not an accurate statement. Why would you, like, who like went through his like whole junior career and surmised that Ricky probably had never even been to play golf in Michigan before this Rocket Mortgage came in for some cash. So I was checking like junior Ryder Cups and all sorts of stuff. Jason
Day.
I'll say this.
What? The cause, the charitable, closing the digital divide in Detroit is very, very good cause. It's one of my favorite ones of the PGA Tour season. I think that makes a tangible impact on the future of the Detroit youth.
Thank you. I agree. Great. Some nice words from you. All right. Jason Day, who won some Wednesday or Tuesday hit and giggle thing. I don't know. He's holding some fake like WWE belt over his head. Will Gray noted it's his first win since the MGM Resorts, the Challenge Japan skins or whatever was in that incredibly lengthy title back in the winner's circle for J Day. Bubba Watson's a notable. Matthew Wolf, Tane Lee back in the field, Monday qualifying. Chris Baker, Austin Cook, Emiliano Grillo. You know, reading these notables after we've already recorded,
they lose their pop.
A lot less.
Yeah, yeah. It kind of actually almost annoys me the second time through because we've already discovered that there's the cooking group.
Cook, yeah. Baker, and Grillo. We have Curtis Thompson, Michael Thompson, Davis Thompson.
The Thompson
and
zone
is
still pretty
the
good.
The Thompson zone, you like that. And then we have the NBA big men of our youth. Tim O'Neill, Tyler Duncan, and Bryce Garnett. But on a serious note, you think it's Jermaine. I think it's Shaquille. You would be counter, you know, contrarian like that. Tim O'Neill, congrats. 49-year-old.
I think it's Portland Trailblazers Jermaine O'Neill. Yeah. When he wrote the
pie,
never played.
Really good.
Yeah. That's what I've stuck on.
Is there another Duncan and Garnett the lesser Duncan and Garnett that you think we're referencing?
I can't think of any off the top of my head.
All right, congrats to Tim O'Neill. He's 49-year-old. He won the Shippen Invitational on the men's side on Monday, which is an incredible endeavor. And O'Neill's story, like holy shit, 49 years old. Been played a million different tours. Now he's in there on the PGA Tour at the Detroit Golf Club. Like, obviously, great story to follow. I don't know if he'll make some noise. If he does, it will be incredible. Have an incredible impact and highlight even further the worthy endeavor that is the Shippen invite. We talked about, that was flashback last year, right? During this,
yeah.
this week. We talked about mm-hmm. Rackham and Shippen, the first African-American pro. I think Black Pro. So congrats to Tim O'Neill. TV is your usual. I don't know. 3-6 Golf Channel. CBS
yeah.
finishes
3-6. My three things. Two of them are players. Tane Lee. He gets another made cut. Roughly, I haven't done the exact math. He gets his court. He gets his spot in Korn Ferry Tour finals, which is essentially assures him. At the bare minimum, a Korn Ferry Tour card, which is huge for somebody with no status going into the year. Obviously, he's made the cut every single time he's been in a tour event this year. And he had that great, great, great finish at that illustrious Palmetto Championship at Congaree. You
know, I mean, he's on a heater. I don't know. Who knows when it ends, but, you know. Best
good for him Monday qualifying it, too, again.
Yeah.
Number two, the big boy, the thick boy, Bryson, who just dismantled this golf course last year. Played pretty mediocre. Did not hit his wedges well, didn't hit his irons well, but just drove it right by the greens and made a bunch of putts. Beat out Matthew Wolf, but he, you know, he said Sorry to Donald Ross before. I'm much burlier, I'm much bigger. Bryson, then, he's a little more trim, as you noted the first time around now.
I mean, what's going on there? I mean, somebody's got to ask him what he's down to. Is it the Olympics that are coming? Why is he trying to achieve some equilibrium? He was so happy to talk about how he wanted to be 240. Then maybe he was going to be 260. Like, he's happy to talk about his weight. What is he at now? This was about peak thickness, I would say. The return to golf caps was about peak thickness for Bryson. And he obviously worked
like his whole
well
gait
here.
Worked different then. Like his whole walk was different.
Yeah.
You know, it was more of like
rumble.
Yeah.
But
you know,
somebody's got to ask him what he's down to. He's really thick, less thick. I'd like to
maybe
know
it's
why.
Just he got rid. I think he got rid of the Orgaine. Maybe he's not drinking 25 protein shakes a day. He's a little less oily, you know. he's a thing to watch. And then the golf course can be soft. It's been pouring. That's the third thing. How much difference is this golf course going to play? Really like a pillow, you know, is it going to actually mitigate some of the distance? Bryson was just driving it up right by every green. You know, is it going to be harder when he's got 60 yards in instead of 20?
Pissing down in the Midwest.
Oh, so soft.
Chicago, Michigan. Yeah. We should tell Bryson's story while we're on him. From Kiowa, we heard this last year at the Rocket Mortgage. So this is when he had, like, protect my brand. He got mad at the cameraman. You know, he had a bad Saturday. He won the event, but was in a mood. I don't know if this happened that Saturday or what, but he's out of the range, banging balls till dark, as is his custom. Doesn't have his credential. Goes to the locker room at the Detroit Golf Club. There's some, you know, little lady man's a security volunteer. Bryson doesn't have his credential. You need your credential. Get in the locker room. There's some confrontation. He's huffy about it. He's pissy about it. You know, just allegedly giving lip to this little volunteer, security guard. So he's on the putting green the next day. And I don't know, some tour official waddles out to him. Like, look, Bryson, like, you can't do that. I mean, I know, you know, you just can't do that. It's just a volunteer. They're just doing their jobs. You got to just... can't get into it. And overheard, as we were told, on the putting green, Bryson, incredulous. Whoever this official named, Tim, I don't know, John. I am changing this game. And people need to know my name.
Just a little.
I'm changing, revolutionizing this game. People need to start knowing my name. So that was overheard on the putting green, as you can imagine. Sounds, you know, like something Bryson would say after he was stopped by security. All right. What else on the Rocket Mortgage? Anything else?
Nothing else. I think picks. I'm taking Bryson. You already picked. Who'd you pick? You're taking Kramer Hickok, who's playing on PGA Tour Live.
Jason Kokrak, Patrick Reed, Webb Simpson, who they threw with the two guys who color outside the lines, Kokrak and Reed.
He's so bad putting Kokrak with Reed. That's not. They do not belong in the same. Generalization that you just cast over them.
You called Mr. CT Machine. Then you got Bryson, Cameron Champ, and Kramer Hickok. 1-8-hole playoff. He's right on stage with Bryson. Dick boy defending.
He had T14 and it's not his last start, the start before that.
I'm taking Hickok then. That's my guy. One and done pick. We have Max Homa, Matthew Wolf, and Bubba Watson. Phil Hideki and Ricky. Ricky is back in Ricky Tour Live, as you might expect on featured groups.
The sponsor's exemption for the Ricky Tour Live spot.
Also in the field is Mito Pereira, who needed Jimmy Hard K, Jimmy Knaus to WD. He's won 3 times. Battlefield promotion.
Think about that. Think about the title. When you get a battlefield promotion, you think you would, like, you just came out of a war. Like, you got to be, you got a battlefield promotion, and now you're at the bottom of the list. Congratulations. It's like, what the hell is going on?
It's not like
you won. You won
LAL
three times on the Corn Ferry Tour, and you can't get in the Rocket Mortgage.
Neither Jimmy Canales to WD.
It's like one of the weakest fields of the year.
Right.
What a joke. Should be embarrassed, PGA Tour. The guy won three times. He's done more than 60% of your players have done this year.
This is also the return of the area 313 challenge, which we've talked about at length. You got to make an eagle. You got to make an ace. You got to make a birdie. For a Rocket Mortgage to benevolently donate $313,000. Not 3.13 million.
On three specific holes. You don't have to do it over the course of the tournament.
No, it's 14, 15, 16. So there are other donations for just eagles and birdies. But
the $100, less than $100 insurance policy for this bad boy that the Rocket Mortgage proudly forked over.
Again, my umbrage was with the first one where they didn't have those other side donations for just eagles and birdies. 2019. Last year they instituted that, I believe. I made sure to double, triple check that. And the tour was going at me for hating charity. But $313,000 on a, like, you know, one in bazillion chance that some guy goes eagle, ace, birdie. There were 15 eagles and 63 birdies last year. There were no aces on the one hole. So, they donated $385,000 based off those eagles and birdies, which is more than what they would donate if one guy actually went eagle, ace, birdie. But again, lots of PR around the 313 challenge. Thanks to us, mostly. All right. That's it for Detroit. Let's do an ad read for our friends from B. Dratty. They are the official apparel of the Shotgun Start and the Fried Egg, supporters of the program from the beginning, supporters of the Fried Egg from the beginning. Your video's been disabled due to internet quality issues.
I'm sorry. You know, it's hot here. Maybe that's causing problems. I'm in an Airbnb. I've been in the heat all day. The only thing that's kept my sanity has been Beach Ready Sport. It's been like an air conditioner in this 97-degree heat. It's like, you know, anytime the wind blows, which it didn't blow as much today as it blew yesterday, so it was a little bit toastier. You know, it's like you just feel the air cutting through. Now your video's disabled. So, you know, right back at you.
This episode.
This might be the worst episode we've ever recorded. Anyway. The Beast Ready Sport is good stuff. It's really great, especially when it's hot. It's like, honestly, it's a lifesaver. So get some. You get use the code SGS25. You get 25% off your order, which is a good sum of money. And, yeah, they'll ship you your shirt. And then you'll be cool. You know, I don't know how quick it would get there if you order one tomorrow. But it might get there by, you know, sometime after the 4th of July. You could have it at your post-4th of July parties. And, yeah, this is awesome stuff. That's all we need to say. BeachReady.com. They've got a bunch of other stuff other than the sport. Go there, peruse, purchase, give yourself a little present.
They've been big supporters of ours from the beginning. SGS25 gets you 25% off. I'm fascinated by this new mid-ocean polo they released last week. Seems like a big, big development, big change.
Now that I've heard you say that twice now, I think you're just angling, trying to get them to send you one. Like you just want them to send you one.
I'm a sucker for the four-button plackets, so I'm into that. Mid-ocean polo. SGS25 gets you 25% off.
What can you do with four buttons that you can't do with three?
I like the look. You can go a little lower. Well, with an unbutton.
Or higher.
Yeah, or higher, I suppose. All right. Thanks to BDratty.com for the official apparel of the Shotgun Start and the Fried Egg. I'm sure they love, in the middle of the ad read, you saying that it was maybe our worst episode ever. So, all right. Continuing with our schedule for the week. On the LPGA, we have the Volunteers of America Classic at Old American GC in the Colony, Texas. Par 71, 6,400 yards, designed by Trip Davis and Justin Leonard. Purses, $1.5 million, defending champ is Angela Stanford. I believe they rescheduled this for before the U.S. Women's Open in Houston last winter. Notables. Stanford, Jin Yun Ko, Seyun Kim, In Ji Chun, Lizette Salas, Stacey Lewis, Julie Angster, which is, I don't know. We're trying to figure out how she got, or, you know, why this one of all the people. I mean, I'm great.
Of all the places,
her,
yeah.
Of all the places.
It's awesome
fine
she's playing.
In the field. But yeah, why the Volunteers of America? Jun Jun Lee, 6. Frida Shinhol.
Do you think maybe it's a family member's volunteering?
I don't know how that works. Frida Shinholt, Farrah O'Keefe, and Louise Ritterstrom. I don't know why they're notables. Frida, Farrah, and Louise. Is that some, I don't know, trio that we should know about? Like O'Neill, Duncan, and Garnett? Schedule, that ends at like 8 p.m. So you get a little out from under PGA Tour. You can watch that. 5:30 to 8 o'clock on Golf Channel all 4 days. All right. On the Champions Tour, we have the Dick's Sporting Goods Open, Thursday through Sunday. I think that's wrong. Aren't they three-day events? At Enjoy.
Seems like that might be a typo. They might
Enjoy
not have switched
Country
back
Club.
The format from the week before.
E-N-J-O-I-E, Country Club. In Endicott,
I didn't know that. I'd been going to Enjoy the bar in Chicago for years. You know, I haven't gone in years, but, you know, I didn't know that they had a country club, too.
Par 72, you love shouting out Chicago establishments. You spend a lot of bars in that city, it seems like. VFW posts as well. Par 72, 6,900 yards, designed by Ernie Smith. Purse is $2.05 million, a good $500,000 more than the women in Texas. Defending champ is Doug
they,
Barron.
They don't even play four rounds.
2 years
ago. If you do it based off of how many rounds, the disparity is even greater.
Notables. Barron, Alex Chayka, doing the old, you know, skips the major, goes to Germany, Munich, flies from Munich to Endicott, New York, right back on the Champions Tour. But
let me tell you something. He might be flying private now. This might be, he's up in the travel because he's flying private because he's a two-time major champ now. Money's probably just pouring in for Chayka. Demands at an all-time high.
I mean, that doesn't speak well of the Champions Tour if he skips the major and then comes back for like the money grab just to keep his, you know, whatever, the 2.5 million purse. Similarly, we've got Steve Stricker skipping the U.S. Senior Open to go play the JDC. I think he's the defending champ of the U.S. Senior Open. Again.
That's absurd, actually.
Like, not even for these majors, not a great look. All right, Chayka, Ernie Els, Retief Goosen, Bernhard Lahner, Vijay, Daly, Colin Montgomery, David Eger, fresh off the spread at Firestone, 49 over, as several astute listeners jogged my memory, wrote in after we noted him on Monday. Eger is the call-in. He's the guy who called in to Augusta for Tiger's bounce off the flagstick on 15 on 2013, the bad drop. He first called it in and sent the, you know, the green coats scurrying to figure it out. Fred Ridley among them. David Eger was the guy who did
and
that.
And former North-South Am winner.
That's right.
Which is the
That's
event right. of the week.
North-South Am. Dick Mast is a notable. Just an amazing story. 71 years old. Playing
Congrats
golf
to Dick Mast, a grinder of all grinders. You know,
Congrats
good for him getting
you seem
in.
So happy that we're talking about Dick Mast again.
You know what? I got to get up at 5. It's past 11. I'm just.
You're at half mast. Yeah.
Yeah.
Brad Bryant, Joe Durant, and Michael Bradley. I can't figure out why they're notables. The BB gun, Joe Durant. I don't know. You don't need to know about the TV time unless it accidentally rolls under your TV like you did. You were so frustrated about it. Left on Golf Channel, forgot to flip. The European Tour. We have the Dubai Duty Free Irish Open. That is at the classic ancient Lynx course, Mount Juliet Estate in Kilkenny, Ireland. Hard
great,
up against the sea.
Great Lynx course designed by Jack Nicklaus in 1991. I think I read that it won best Parkland course of the year.
Oh, God.
It's been a host. It's been a host of big-time championship
the MX,
golf.
The
Let
MX
me tell thing. You, by the same theory, when you watch this course this week, you can apply the same theory. it's a great golf course because it's had great champions the two times it's had WGCs. 2002, it had Tiger. 2004, it had the icon of a generation, Ernie Els.
Yeah. So we talked today about how he was in the crowd for that Tiger win.
Torrey has Tiger and John Rahm. Mount Juliet has Tiger and Ernie. Therefore, great golf course. It's a great golf course. Should we be looking at this for an Open Championship course? This should be maybe a future Open Championship. Look at the winners. Place delivers.
It's Mount Juliet Estate. I mean, come on. We're doing the Irish Open. You gotta.
It's gotta be at a Lahinch course.
You know, we had Lahinch a couple of years ago. Rahm won there, right? John Rahm won Lahinch.
Dusted the field.
Another seaside course.
When the it's like when the Women's Open was at Woburn. It's awful. You can't do that. It's gotta be at a Lynx course.
Yep. The defending champ, according to this, is John Catlin, which I don't recall. I don't recall him ever winning the Irish Open. Maybe it was 2 years ago. Maybe he did. I don't know. Notables, Catlin, Rory McIlroy, Tommy Fleetwood. Rory, you know, getting back over to his home event. Yeah. He's listed as American in the coffee pot. Rory McIlroy, Tommy Fleetwood, Padraig Harrington, Shane Lowry, Dick Bland, Muscat Marcus Shinholt, Lucas, 42, Beauregard, Jason Scrivener, the man of the high seas. Katsia is a notable. Toby Tree, forever a notable, off the alternate list. Sam Horsfield, David Horsey, Ryan Fox. And then on our first recording, which we discovered to be the MLB trio, Rowan Lester, David Drysdale, and Nicholas Lemke, brother of Mark Lemke. We got Drysdale, Lester, and Lemke. So, you remember Mark Lemke?
No.
You don't remember him? All right. This is Primo Coffee Golf, Thursday, 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. Friday, I don't know what they're doing, 5 to 8, and then they go off the air and come back at 11, from 11 to 12:30. For 90 minutes, they're back on.
It gives you time to go get a donut to have with your second cup of coffee.
Golf Channel on Saturday and Sunday for the final two rounds is 8 to 12:30. So it is Primo Coffee Golf season. Join the coffee pot.
These are all Eastern times.
Yes, that's correct. That's correct. That's your schedule for the week. Do you have an event of the week?
North South Am. I just said it.
Okay.
Pinehurst at the home of the Pine Cone. The Pine Cone, we learned, is on the move this week. Moving around. It's going to be all over the place.
Quenching the thirst of the large field at the North-South Amateur.
Quenching the thirst of journalists everywhere. The Pine Cone is on the move. And it's the North-South Am is the event of the week. Great history of the North-South Am. One of the best amateur events out there. I'm going to just rattle off some winners for you. Lately hasn't been good. I'm just gonna throw that out there. But
really,
no, we got
Tyler Strafacci doesn't do it for you.
Well, Frank won it earlier, so naturally, I mean that's it's a shoo-in. Frank and Tyler have won. You ruined
Ward.
Two of the. So Harvey Ward's won. Walter Travis, Chick Evans, Travis, the golf architect. Francis, we met, won it. We got. Frank Strafacci is a two-time winner. Stranahan, the Toledo strongman, won it three times. Yep. We got Billy Joe Patton won it three times. Jack Nicklaus won it. Harvey Ward, as you mentioned, won it. Then we got two-time winners, Curtis Strange and Gary Hallberg, 4 years in a row. Wake guys won it.
Yeah.
Hal Mooney, Hal Sutton, Corey Pavin, the great, illustrious Keith Clearwater.
Still grinding on the PGA Tour, at least 1 week a year.
Davis Love III, Jack Nicklaus II.
Jackie.
Not Gary. Gary was shoveling snow when Jackie was winning this. David Eager, 91. Guy's getting lots of heat.
He was calling in rules. Yeah. All right.
Most recently, we got a couple PGA Tour guys, most big time stars, Chris Stroud, Brady Snell.
Snell. Got to call VJ a piece of garbage or trash for enrolling or signing up for that KFT restart event.
Michael Sims won it. Is that the Aussie or the Bermuda
Bermuda
guy?
Michael Sims?
I can't.
That is always
straight.
The question when Michael Sims comes up.
Michael Sims won
it. Is it Bermuda Michael Sims?
I think that's Bermuda Michael Sims. Fairly certain, because I think Michael Sim had his big web.com or nationwide year around 2001. So I think that's Bermuda Michael Sims.
Okay. All right. Event of the week's North South. My event of the week, we got to say, is the Frank Fur Invitational. It's this legendary event, Western PA. This guy, Frank Fur.
You're not going to believe what happens to Chase Koepka in this story. Let me tell you.
Chase Koepka is leading it. But this Fur guy, they had couples. They've had L's. They've had VJ. Like, literal, legit players come to play this event. The purse is $200K, $40K to the winner. It's at the Pittsburgh Field Club. There's an elevator there. So Chase, airline loses his clubs coming from Connecticut. So he has no clubs, which you just dealt with yourself. You got your Alpha Core Big Bertha back. Thank God, your 8-year-old driver, whatever it is, 10-year-old driver. He can remove the core. He can fiddle with it again.
Flip it.
You're
yeah.
Reunited. Yeah. Good for you. So Chase loses, airline loses his clubs. Then he shows up, and Pittsburgh Field Club's got an elevator. He gets caught in the elevator. Just one thing after another. He's still leading. During play, it was like a 15, 20-minute delay. They say he's fortunate he got caught at the bottom. They hadn't started really yet. So they were able to get him out with, I don't know, some expediency compared to what it could have been, 15, 20 minutes. So they got him out of the elevator.
I can't imagine they have like an elevator repair guy handy at the club.
But it's got to happen.
You got to go out to the golf course to do it. It's not like it goes up to a tee box. Like,
yeah.
Couldn't be a fast process.
They got a few of these scattered through some of these, you know, Pennsylvania, Appalachia, a few in Ohio. You know, it's not totally rare, but getting caught in it as you're leading the event seems like quite a challenge. Thanks to Brent for sending in those tips on the Frank Fur Invitational.
All right.
All right.
This is it. It's over.
We apologize. First run, didn't make it. You won't believe there was a big segment, investigative reporting. The price someone is charging.
I've been sitting on it for months.
And you finally let it go, and now it's not going to see the light of day.
Lost its pop. It had you completely bamboozled.
My jaw was on the desk. What someone's charging to sponsor their yardage book. But maybe one day that will be recorded again down the line.
It will actually be recorded. It was not recorded. We'll it was just us having a conversation earlier.
For now, you just get the story about Bryson telling people he's changing the game and everyone needs to know his name. All right. Everyone enjoy your Mondays. Right. We'll be back with you on Wednesday. Join the coffee pot.
Yeah, join the coffee pot.
Look for that link on social media.
You could do one. You could do two. You could do all three. You could miss the first one, do the second two. Just join
the pot. You're so good.
Coffee pot. All right. Bye.